up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there once again, and welcome to New Horizons for this week. I'm Vaughan Bennison. A few weeks ago, we spoke to Fiona Woods, and previous to that, we spoke to James Manders, both of whom are co-opted directors to the Blind Citizens Australia Board. They were co-opted late last year to fill a few casual vacancies. The third person who was co-opted to fill a casual vacancy is Prue Watt, and she joins me now. Prue, welcome to New Horizons.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us the Prue Watt story. Where do you come from?
So I am originally from Nambucca Heads, which is a really small town near Coffs Harbour. And I grew up there until I was about 15 and then moved to Newcastle and finished my high school in Newcastle. And then I started my university degree at the Uni of Newcastle. And then the year after that, I decided to move to Melbourne. The reason behind that was more swimming related. So I was in Melbourne for about 5 years and absolutely love Melbourne. I'm really keen to move back soon. So we'll see how that goes. So I live in Sydney right now and have been here for about 5 years. And I definitely really like it. It is very similar to Melbourne, but I think there's just certain things about Melbourne and also the vibe that I like more. I basically had a fair bit to do with BCA when I lived in Melbourne, which was sort of from about 2007 until 2012. I did have a lot to do with Young Blind Citizens Victoria when it was a branch, and I absolutely loved being involved in that branch. And that's actually where I got to know a lot of my friends in Melbourne who are blind and vision impaired. I actually met quite a few people with my eye condition, and prior to that I didn't really know anyone, so that was a really nice thing to get to know a few more people. And I guess from a different perspective of my life, I've been a Paralympian over the last 10 years, so I've been to 4 Paralympics for swimming, and I just swam Rio last year, and have now decided to take a bit of a step back from swimming. In terms of my board role, I am still a little bit new to my role as a director, but I'm absolutely loving learning more about my role and my place on the board as I go along. So,
now, you mentioned your eye condition. Are you totally blind or partially sighted?
I'm partially sighted. I do have semi-usable vision in my left eye. So basically my eye condition is called retinopathy of prematurity. So I was born at 24 weeks, and basically my retinas in both of my eyes were damaged from really high levels of oxygen. Even though I sort of grew up having quite severe vision loss, I sort of like to think that I'm pretty independent and I sort of get around fairly well. I do use a cane in certain environments where I feel like I'm a bit crowded in by people. But yeah, generally I'm pretty comfortable with getting around Sydney mostly. I guess, yeah, and growing up I did have a very sort of mainstream schooling life, and things are sort of fairly, I guess, mainstreamed for me. I have 2 younger brothers that are fully sighted, so they were very helpful with me up growing up, and they used to sort of just take me along with whatever they were doing. So,
what do you think were among the hardest things in growing up in a rural area for you?
I would say one of the biggest things was not really knowing anyone who was blind or vision impaired. I have to say, before I moved to Melbourne, I didn't know too many people. It opens up a whole different world, I guess, when you meet people with your eye condition or people who are totally blind as well, and you just sort of get to know about their own personal challenges as well, and sort of how they they navigate the world. And that I think I found a bit challenging because I had a lot of sighted friends who, you know, were very helpful and very supportive. For me, I definitely felt much more comfortable with my disability once I sort of got to high school and heading into uni. I guess it is a little different, but I definitely started off my degree not being very assertive and just kind of just coasting along and didn't really realize that I had to sort of advocate for myself and what I needed in terms of being involved in the academic environment in an equal way to my sighted peers. So it's taken me a long time to be able to feel comfortable in doing that, but I'm much better now than I was when I first started.
What were you studying?
Yeah. So my degree is quite, I guess, unconventional when it comes to someone who's vision impaired. It's probably one of the most visual degrees out there, but I'm doing a science degree and my major is in neuroscience.
Cool.
So it's very interesting. There are certainly some fairly visual aspects to it, and I've had to sort of come up with new and creative ways of learning the more visual elements of the course. But it's been a collaborative effort between myself and my lecturers and tutors, and I've had a really positive experience at uni, and I've really enjoyed being able to participate in things that I may not have thought that were possible previously. So it's it's been fantastic.
And it's a really interesting field as well. There's been a lot of developments and a lot of changes in the neuroscience area just in the last, probably even the last 5 years. Are you hoping to work in that field?
So I am. I'm keen at the moment. I'm looking into research opportunities because this current semester is my final semester. So I'm hoping to look into doing honours next year. So I'm looking at a few research areas at the moment. But it is such a broad area. And I guess I don't necessarily want to limit myself to neuroscience specifically either. So I guess one of my areas of interest is people who have acquired neurological conditions. And I guess from my sporting background, I've really developed an interest in rehabilitation of people who have acquired neurological deficits. And so that's something that ultimately I'd be really interested in working in. I'm not quite sure what capacity yet, but I'm really looking forward to investigating those research opportunities. But it is, I have to say, a little bit daunting because I'm very aware that there might be a few areas that are a bit restricted for me due to the visual nature of the lab research in particular. So I'll have to just see how that goes. I'm just talking to a lot of people about that aspect of things at the moment. So, yes.
Now, why don't you tell us about your role on the BCA board, and more specifically, what do you think you bring to the board that makes you unique?
Okay, so I guess at this point, we are, as a board, we do have a fair bit going on. One of the main upcoming events that everyone would know about is National Convention, which is in October. So I do have a little bit to do with convention planning and program planning at the moment, which is really exciting because I guess me as a younger board member and one of the, I guess, the things that I would like to bring to the board and also to the members who engage with BCA and with the board is just having a bit more of a, I guess, a younger person's perspective and also, I guess, from my sporting background, I've had a fair bit to do with people from a lot of different backgrounds, blind and vision impaired, certainly, but also a lot of other disabilities. So when we sort of look at people who are deaf-blind or people who might have multiple disabilities as well as blindness or vision impairment. So that's certainly an area that I would like to sort of assist the board in developing sort of more engagement with those population groups. But I think one of my big passions and the areas I would like to work in is just trying to engage members. So membership engagement is something I really like a lot. And I think that we are working on that is definitely a priority for the board at the moment. So I guess to make things a little bit more social and interactive and also to have skill development as part of member engagement, I'm really keen on that sort of becoming more of a priority because I think it's great that, you know, BCA offers some fantastic services, but I think from a young person's perspective, it's always really, really helpful if you can learn some new skills that you can apply to different areas of your life. And I've been really fortunate to have that sort of skill development landscape through a few things that I've been involved in previously. So that's definitely an area that I'm really keen on developing a bit more.
Let's think to the future a little bit. You're co-opted until the next AGM, and assuming that you stand for re-election, you'll be elected for a further 3 years. What would you like to see as your legacy to the Blind Citizens Australia Board?
I think I would be very, interested in just expanding where we are now as an organisation. So I guess by that I mean really just being able to reach out and engage with those members that are maybe not in Metro Melbourne or Sydney and that who are maybe a little bit more geographically isolated. So I think long term that's something that I would really like to see. I would like to see that direction happen for BCA as an organisation, just to have a lot more outreach to those people who are maybe in more rural areas and who maybe feel a little bit disconnected from the organisation. So I definitely think that there's a lot to do in that space. And so that would be something that I would be really happy to sort of see develop over the next few years. I guess one of the things I would say lastly is one of my roles leading into convention is helping with promotion. So I would like to definitely encourage people, particularly young people, and obviously we're still developing the program at the moment, but we're working really hard to make it very attractive to everyone, but especially younger people. So we're hoping to include some really interesting and engaging activities and sessions amongst the program. So it's all very exciting. So we'll hopefully have a bit more to reveal soon.
Prue, thanks for joining us on the program.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me, Vaughan.
And that was Prue Watt, one of three people to fill a casual vacancy on the Blind Citizens Australia Board. Prue's time on the board is up at the AGM in October, and we do hope she'll stay on for a further term because she sounds like she's going to do a terrific job for Blind Citizens Australia and a terrific job for younger members in our community. Just before we go, let me tell you, if you don't already know, that Blind Citizens Australia has a position open at present. It's for a National Policy Officer. If you'd like more information, contact BCA or have a look at the website. The job description is up on the website, but you better get your application in very, very quickly because it closes on the 5th of May. That's this Friday, so get your application in quick. Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted, as always, by telephone on 1800 033 660. That number again, 1800 033 660. If you'd like to have a look at the website, it's bca.org.au, and the email address is bca@bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Do take care and join me again next week for another episode of New Horizons.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.